Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Good morning. It is 8 a.m. on Friday, March 20th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with traffic this morning, weekdays from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. until June 26th, Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue is closed for the school streets program, restricting vehicle access during school drop-off and pickup times. Ongoing throughout the day, drivers may encounter delays on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, where traffic is reduced to one lane in each direction for work by Utilities Kingston. Watch for lane shifts, reduced speed limits, and posted signage. Long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen from Johnson to William and on Barrie at Queen, both for construction. As for your weather for today, we're expecting cloudy skies with about 5 to 10 centimeters of snow this morning. We have a high of plus one, and with wind chill, that's going to feel like minus five this morning. UV index is one or low. Later on tonight, we're expecting more cloudy skies with a 40% chance of flurries early in the evening. Fog patches will develop near midnight. Winds will be 15 kilometers per hour, and we have a low of minus three. With wind chill, it'll be minus seven overnight. This has been your 8 a.m. news brief on CFRC 101.9 FM. Be sure to stay tuned for Indie Wake Up Call with Jesse coming up next.
Greetings, loved ones. This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
Good morning. This is your warning. This is your warning. You're gonna appear before a stranger. I don't know if you'll be in any danger. For some are not pulled into moving cars. Some are not dragged down Fifth Avenue by the hairs in their ears. Some get away with it. Some get away with it for many years and are not punished. But some are.
Looking at you.
forgive you.
This is your warning. Not really. This is, however, your Friday morning indie wake-up call with me, your host, Jesse Bell, and you just heard the latest Cameron Winter release, which is Warning, off the Help 2 compilation charity album. And man, oh man, I've been on the record before by saying that I don't really get Geese, which is odd because I really like Cameron Winter's solo stuff. But yeah, I think the crooning is coming back. No, not the other word. Get your mind out of the gutter. C-R-O-O-N-I-N-G. Crooning. Because he does have this, like, yeah, crooner's voice. This very charismatic. I'm not going to say it's like a flawless singing voice, but there's a lot of character and color to it. And the way that he delivers lines just really works for me. And of course, the production for any kind of Cameron Winter is always top-notch. This has very, and this is a band that I don't play on this program for reasons I've discussed in the past, but there is a Radiohead kind of production sensibility on this one. And by that I mean it feels like kind of Kid A era Radiohead, where the song just builds to this massive chaotic cacophony to close things out. I think maybe, hard to say if it's my favorite Cameron Winter track, but it's certainly, I think, the most memorable. And I think it might be the standout off Help 2, an album that I've sung the praises of before. And look, it should be great. It's jam-packed with great singer-songwriters, bands. We're actually going to play a few more tracks from it momentarily. Coming up next, we will have Foals with When the War is Finally Done, and then Aruj Aftab and Beck with Lilac Wine, also off Help 2. But this is such a deep compilation album. You can find a little bit of everything for everyone, from the likes of Damon Albarn and Oasis to Olivia Rodrigo and Cameron Winter. You got a little something for everybody, so go check that out. And if you're not convinced yet, let these next two tracks seal the deal. This is Foals with When the War is Finally Done, and then Aruj Aftab and Beck with Lilac Wine on your Friday morning indie wake-up call.
Won't you wake me up when the war is finally done? Once the songs all have been sung from a blemished lung. Threat of guns. Once the town
Isn't that she, or am I just going by the strange delight. week's Release Radar in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. We're pleased to present a new single by local musician Nolan Hubbard and his teammate Cassidy Taylor called Birdie. Inspired by shared experiences of disconnection and isolation, the pair co-wrote the song virtually before coming together to record in person at Cassidy's home in Milton, Ontario, with Nolan traveling from Kingston. Produced and mixed by Nolan and mastered by Yanni Caldres, Birdie invites listeners into a space of heartbreak and healing. Cassidy's vocals float effortlessly over Nolan's signature lush guitar hooks, blending their distinct artistic voices into a story that feels deeply relatable. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Birdie by Nolan Hubbard and Cassidy Taylor on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Welcome back. That was Nolan Hubbard with Birdie, part of our Release Radar program here on CFRC 101.9 FM. It's me, your host, Jesse Bell, and this is the Friday morning indie wake-up call for Friday, March 20th, 2026, 320, blaze it, right? That's the thing, right? Actually, I think, no, Titanic was also April. I don't think March 20th has a significance to it, unless it's your birthday, in which case, happy birthday, thanks for tuning in. You also heard from Lost Faculty with Temper and Low Cut Mondays with For the Critics. We have got a ton of music in today's show, perhaps even more than usual, so I am going to keep my gallivanting and prattling on to a minimum for the time being. But I do want to give you a quick rundown on some of the award winners. You see, CFRC held its awards night on St. Patrick's Day of all nights, a bit of a chaotic one. But let me give you the category winners, because, hey, if you aren't listening to these programs, they are now internally award-winning, so you got to check them out. Best New Program, Friday night, 8 p.m., Salt Licked in Rapture with your host, Nishan Tung. Program of the Year, also in the Thursday lineup, 1 p.m., Beat Banter. Student Program of the Year, we've got a few more episodes left before she is done and dusted. That is The Mood with May, which is Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Community Program of the Year, Tuesday night, 8 p.m., Aboriginal Voices with Doug and Sean. Absolute icons of a station. Student Volunteer of the Year also hosts a show on Tuesday. That's Luke Anthony Berry, who hosts The Grove every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Excellence in Show Marketing, Salt Licked in Rapture. You can follow Salt Licked in Rapture, I think it's underscore CFRC on Instagram, to see all that goodness. Best On-Air Promo goes to our friends at Beat Banter and our Community Volunteer of the Year. It's a lot of Tuesday and Thursday winners, I'm just finding out now. Terry Doherty, who also hosts later tonight, in fact, 12 a.m. Saturday, Into the Darkness, which I cannot recommend enough. So congratulations to all of our CFRC award winners. Coming up next, we have got This Ain't the Jungle from the delightfully punny Itchin Sink on your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Hey, kid, I can tell that you ain't from here. Wide eyes and you keep looking at me like a dog who just ran into traffic. Keep your hands in your pockets, kid. This ain't the jungle, baby. I think you got us confused. The subway is not the jungle, baby. That's an urban myth and that's a cold hard truth. You see this ring on my finger? I'm married to the mob and I'm a hell of a singer. That's how I got this job, and you're a long way from Long Island. I don't mean no harm, I was raised by crocodiles. That's why I got these scars, but this ain't the jungle, baby. I think you got us confused. The subway's not the jungle, baby. That's an urban myth, and that's a cold hard truth.
Thank you. inside. All that's left to do, I didn't make it up. What I seen last night, green and white and blue.
Fly away somewhere far away. the sky shining with hope that we
You just heard from Pretty with Burning Money on your Friday morning indie wake-up call. We also had music from the Vic Guile Band. That was Two Hot Babes. We heard from Moira and Claire, Two Word Answers featuring Noah Malcolm. We had Matthew Spreen with B-Movie. And no, not the Jerry Seinfeld one about a bee that falls in love with Renee Zellweger. Yeah, Renee Zellweger. We also had Itchin' Sink with This Ain't the Jungle. And yeah, I think we can tell. This certainly has not felt very jungly yet. We are stuck in the midst of the winter that never ends. I did my little spring-themed episode a few weeks back, and it worked. We manifested 2 days of, like, double-digit temperatures, which was so lovely, both physically and, like, psychologically. I think we all needed that brief reprieve. And then, yep, right back to the disgusting, gross winter weather. So I am manifesting more spring, not necessarily with the song itself, but with the general aesthetic of the song, because we've got the Raul Santo Domingo Experience coming up next with All That Remains. We're going to hear a little bit of French-Canadian rock with Van Hoos. I'm going to do my best. Jusqu'à. We're going to have another rock and, like, harder rock track with Sonic X's Save Yourself. All that and so much more coming up in this next music block. We are getting close to that 9 a.m. hour. The coffee is fully, well, almost fully in my system. I'm still taking a sip here and there. But by the time you hear me again, oh yeah, fully caffeinated and ready to roll. But for the time being, this is the Raul Santo Domingo Experience with All That Remains on your Friday morning indie wake-up call on CFRC 101.9 FM. And of course, you can catch it on CFRC.ca.
C'est pas ce que je crois. C'est pas... just too much now. We're